Nearly all eggs in the United States come from large facilities where hens are kept in small pens called battery cages. The Humane Society of the United States and other animal welfare groups consider them cruel because the birds have little room to move and can get caught and injured in the cage's metal wires. In 2008, the groups collected enough signatures for a California state ballot initiative to ban the battery cages. The advertising war was fierce.
Stop the cruelty and the fraud. Vote yes on Proposition 2.
Proposition 2. It's dangerous, it's risky, and it will cost your family money. Vote no on Proposition 2.
Farm group ads said the law would raise food prices, increase the risk of diseases, and put farmers out of business. The Humane Society ads disagreed and showed graphic, hidden camera videos of animal abuse at large farms. Jill Benson is a senior vice president at J.S. West & Companies, a major California egg producer. She and her family campaigned against the proposal.
At the end of the day, the voters made it clear that they wanted changes in the hen habitat. And so we felt it was important that we listen.
After the initiative passed and became state law, J.S. West became the first company in the United States to install so-called enriched cages for their hens. The birds get twice as much space as in the old battery cages. And the enriched cages have perches, areas to dust bathe, and nesting boxes where the hens lay their eggs. Benson does not think the hens were unhappy in the old cages, but she says they definitely like the new cages.
What was a surprise is that the hens are producing just as many eggs, if not more, and they're living better. In fact, there's less mortality.
Now, the Humane Society is pushing for a federal law that would require these cages nationwide, says Paul Shapiro, head of the group's farm animal program.
The laws and the policies that we are seeking to implement, while not necessarily creating idyllic living conditions for these animals by any means, would be significant advancements.
And to her surprise, Jill Benson finds herself on the same side.
Well, as a longtime adversary of the Humane Society of the United States, I have to say that it's a little bit of a different situation. We cannot survive in a climate where there's a patchwork of state-by-state rules.
Benson says since eggs are shipped nationwide, the rules for how they are produced need to be uniform. When California passed its rule, four other states were considering putting the issue to voters as well. Egg farmers were worried they would lose those battles, says Gene Gregory, president of the United Egg Producers, or UEP, the biggest egg farmers group in the country.
So what we did, we reached out to the Humane Society of the United States and said, let's have a discussion about this and see if we can't resolve this conflict. And surprisingly, we were able to do this.
UEP and the Humane Society are now working together to lobby for national legislation. That move is opposed by other farm groups, including the nation's largest, the American Farm Bureau Federation. Kelly Ludlam is livestock policy specialist for the Farm Bureau.
I think it puts us on kind of a slippery slope to make changes that may not ultimately be in the best interest of either animals, producers, or consumers.
Ludlam says there are good reasons for some of the practices that animal welfare advocates consider inhumane. Hens peck each other less in smaller cages, for example. And since enriched cages cost more, they push up the cost of eggs. Ludlam says consumers should be able to choose whether or not to spend more.
But I think that this really sort of eliminates that choice by requiring that everyone shift to the enriched cages.
Ludlam is also concerned about the legal precedent that a new federal law on animal welfare would set for other livestock producers. The National Pork Producers Council also opposes the bill. It says the industry is responding to its customers, including McDonald's and Hormel, who are phasing out confining crates for pigs, which animal welfare groups oppose. And that fundamental change, they say, does not require an act of Congress. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.